changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Wayne Dyer told a wonderful anecdote about the idea of, wouldn't it be great if we could go into rewind? If when we did something, we could go backwards and undo it. I see these memes on Facebook and Reddit of people doing silly things. Like, one of the more common ones I find funny is people will catch a fish and then they'll have the phone in one hand and the fish in the other hand, and they'll take pictures of the fish and they're ready, and they, instead of throwing the fish back, they throw the phone into the water. And I know that feeling. I think we all know that feeling of doing something and then going, oh my gosh, I wish I could go backwards in time. There's a wonderful scene in Hamilton where the Schuyler sisters are singing, and Angelica is singing about how she met Hamilton and Alexander Hamilton and introduced, I forget who it was, one of them first met him but introduced him to the sister. He fell for the sister, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as she's singing about this, and the actors are moving about on the stage and dancing and things, she sings rewind, and they put this echo on it. Rewind, 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 rewind. And you don't realize it, but the stage they're standing on actually has a giant Lazy Susan built into it, and it backs them up like a record going backwards, and the actors unact what they have just done. They go in reverse while this is going backwards. It's really cool. And then she talks about how, instead of introducing him to her sister, what if she had kept him for herself? And what Wayne Dyer talks about is that you get upset with your mother, or you're unhappy with your mother, and you say some things that are upsetting. And then you wish you could go into rewind. You know, you wish you could do it and say, you know what, Mom, I didn't mean that. I'm a nice person. Life, I don't know who said this, because it was said so well. Couldn't have been me, I don't think, but I didn't say this. I've got a corollary, basically. But life can only be understood backwards and lived forward. Now, when we look back on our lives, we tend to live patterns. We tend to repeat things over and over and over again. And our ideal way of being is to try and break those patterns if they are destructive patterns. Maintain healthy patterns, break unhealthy patterns. We think on average 45,000 thoughts a day, and 85% of those thoughts are thoughts we've already thought because they reinforce our patterns. What we don't realize is that many of those patterns are not good for us. We do another thing when it comes to the past, and that is we catastrophize the past. When things don't go well in life, which happens, as we often know, way more than we would like, when things don't go well, we often, myself included, will make ourselves a victim of the situation. And we will make the situation even worse than it actually was in our own minds, to legitimize our victimhood, to legitimize our inability to act and to make a difference in that moment. And what we need to embrace is that in that moment, we have more control often than we are exercising. We don't get to go into rewind. We do get to look at the past, and when we don't catastrophize it, when we look at it and say, okay, what was my part? What can I do about this? I only have two brothers, but my brothers would talk from time to time about the Bowen curse, and it's not worth going into because there's no such thing. But this idea that the past has been this way, our parents were this way, our grandparents are this way, and therefore we inherited this kind of life. One of the interesting things I'm finding about reading all these celebrity biographies right now, which I'm reading one on Bruce Lee, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. One of the things I realize is that in most cases, these people chose to live a different life, and that choice must be made in the present. It must be made in the present with an appreciation of the knowledge we have gained from the past and shake off what has happened in the past, because we get to choose what we get to do in the future. Now, does that mean we get to choose everything other people do? Absolutely not. And therein lies the big challenge, because we can visualize all day long something, and if someone else is involved, they have free choice and they have free will, and we then get to choose how we react and respond in the presence of that person's choices. We can go back in our minds and we can reaffirm the curse that is our, like I said, the Bowen curse was just hilarious. Or we can say, the past is not indicative of the future. The past can be changed when we change the future, and that must happen in the present moment. We make the change in our present moment moving forward. Now, how do we change? I'm going to tell you something really funny. Yesterday, I went to play pickleball after the jump start, and I played the worst I have played, I think, almost since I started. I know I played worse when I started, but I felt like yesterday was the worst. I couldn't seem to get a serve in. My teammate and I would win the serve back, and I would always mess the serve up. And that's usually my number one go-to thing. And at one point, I found my self-talk saying, play better, play better, play better. Pushing me. And even as I said that in the middle of the game, I realized that telling myself play better is absolutely non-specific. What I needed and what I ultimately said to myself was get your serves in, get the serve in, get the serve in. Don't think anything beyond the serve. Just get the serve in. And having learned and shared how to play pickleball with a few people, after a little bit of instruction, about anybody can get a serve in, just in. And instantly, my game began to change. What I'm saying is that it's not enough for us to say, I don't want the past to be repeated. We've got to have a vision for the future. And the future vision cannot be not the past. Does that make sense? We need to figure out what it is that we want and create a vision of it. The past is there to teach us so that we can indeed move forward. I was thinking about this idea that the best way to heal the past is to live a better future. To make choices that, first and foremost, are aligned with your values. When I say values, people tend to assign morality or something like that. When I say values, that's not what I mean. I don't mean ethics. I mean what is important to you, not necessarily what religion or whatever would say is imparting of ethics. Although I will say, the more ethical you act, the more you feel other people are acting ethically. So often people who do things like little things, like don't take their shopping carts back, just leave them in the middle of a parking space at the grocery store. Their thought is, well, everyone else does it. What we need to do is to begin to be that change we want to see in the world. But first, we have to see the change we want to be in the world. That was pretty good right there. We want to see the change we want to be in the world. So what is it you want to see? What is it you want to be? We all have patterns we don't want to repeat. I know in myself, I know in my past, in little things, I used to get, yesterday, my daughter and I were having a conversation about a speaking client, and I didn't realize quite the terms that we had with this client. There were no issues with it, but they were different than the terms of like payment and stuff that I had set up originally when I didn't have her managing everything. And when she told me that, in the past, it would have, my pattern might have been to feel irritated inside. When did this change? Who authorized this change? But my immediate thought, my new thought was, which is becoming far more habitual because I know what it is I want to be in the world and with her. My thought was, is it working? Is everything okay? Is everything cool? If it's cool, it does not have to be my way. It does not have to be my way. I realize I've talked around this as much as about this, and all I want to get across today is that what was coming to me when I wrote this is that I have regrets in my life. I've worked to forgive myself about them, and I don't do myself any service by perpetuating any sort of negative attitude, thoughts, or emotions about what I did. It is better to ask myself, how can I atone for anything I may have done in the past, which we've all done things? How can I atone for it by living and doing better in the future, knowing that I will benefit, knowing that I will benefit? Give it some thought today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating. Complain-free world, no more, no more complaining people, their lives are changing.